You're listening to a Peak Media Production.
And now, coming to you from the Windy City, it's The Daily Dime with your host, Tim Keller.
Welcome, everyone, to this Thursday edition of The Daily Dime. Today is April 24th. We had a bunch of postseason games in the NBA and NHL last night, a bunch of MLB games, and we have the draft tonight. So let's talk about it. All right, so we will start off in the NBA, where we had Game 2 between the Cavs and the Heat in Cleveland. The Cavs with a 1-0 series lead coming into this one. And despite being down 0-1, the Heat looked really solid to start this game. They went up 13-5, and you're thinking, wow, they really bounced back after that Game 1 loss. But then the Cavs just went nuclear, or I guess a cavalanche, as they call it. They went on a 45-21 run, and despite starting so horribly, you look up, and they have 50 points halfway through the second quarter. And you feel like they hadn't even played well yet, but they just went on a stretch for about 12, 15 minutes where they just could not miss. So they would go in to the half with a 17-point lead, and they never looked back as they would go on to win 121-112 to take a 2-0 series lead before they head down to Miami for Game 3. Tyler Hero was really solid for the Heat. He had 33 points, but that was most of their scoring. Davion Mitchell had 18, and then Haywood Highsmith had 17 off the bench. But aside from that, they really just couldn't get a lot going offensively. Bam was actually just one assist shy of a triple-double, but he only had 11 points. He was 3-for-9 from the field, 1-for-5 from three. So overall, not a horrible game, but they needed someone else to, you know, keep up the scoring, just to keep up with the Cavs, and they just did not have it tonight. And on the Cavs side, again, this just, we talked about it after Game 1, but just the depth that they have. So like Ty Jerome was such a huge piece for them in Game 1, and last night he was only 2-for-8 from the field. He only had 6 points. Not that he was, you know, completely irrelevant, but they just didn't need him, and they still win by 9. Donovan Mitchell was great. He was a little bit quiet, honestly, through the first 3 quarters, and then he was just unstoppable in the fourth. He was actually the only Cavs player with a field goal in the entire fourth quarter, with the exception of like a putback from Darius Garland when the game was already out of hand. So he was essentially their whole offense. He finished, or at least in the fourth quarter, he finished with 30 points. Darius Garland had 21. Evan Mobley had 20 after a quiet Game 1 from him. DeAndre Hunter had 12 after he had a quiet Game 1 as well off the bench. So pretty solid all-around game from the Cavs. And again, this is where they're just so tough to beat. Like, they don't need their best game from everybody. Strus had 14. Jared Allen only had 9. Dean Wade had 0. Okoro only had 3. Like, there's so many guys that they just don't need them to all play well every game to win. And we saw that again last night. So here they are up 2-0. Obviously, we'll go back to Miami for Game 3. But I just don't have a lot of faith in the Heat right now to even win a game or two. I mean, they're only a 37-win team. They had a tumultuous season with everything surrounding Jimmy Butler and some of the other injuries. So this was kind of to be expected, but the Cavs just look dominant, and I think they're going to continue it. They probably at least split in Miami and then win in 4 or 5 at worst. So yeah, that was the Cavs Heat last night. We also had the Celtics and the Magic. And the Celtics would go on to win 109-100. Paolo and Wagner were great again in this one. But aside from that, they just didn't have a lot of other help. Wendell Carter had a pretty good game. He had 16 points on 75% shooting. He also had 8 rebounds. But they just didn't get a lot of production other than that. And that's where the Celtics are so strong. They're kind of the opposite, where they're so balanced and so deep, just like the Cavs. Tatum didn't even play in this one, and they still won by 9 points. So again, it's just, they have too many guys. They're just too tough to beat. Jaylen Brown was great. He had 36 points. Kristaps had 20. Derek White had 17. Drew Holiday had 11. They got 14 from Pritchard off the bench. Al Horford had a strong game with 9 points and 10 rebounds, and they're just too much to handle. And I feel for the Magic. I like this team. They're young. I think Paolo is a superstar in the making, but I think the Celtics are just too much for them. And it's very much like the Cavs Heat series, where we'll go to Orlando now, but I'm just not sure if I see them winning a game I hope I'm wrong, but Tatum will probably be back, and I don't even know if they'll need to play him in game three. They might just make sure he's 100% since they had this 2-0 lead. But yeah, not looking great for the Magic, but we'll see if they can steal one as they head back home. And then in the final game, we had the Rockets hosting the Warriors. Obviously, already down 0-1 at home, so this is essentially a must-win game for Houston. And they came through and they pulled it out. They ended up winning 109-94. Jalen Green had a huge game for them. He had 38 points, 4 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals in his 35 minutes. He was 13 for 25 from the field. He hit 8 threes. Just fantastic after a quieter game one from him. And then they had a lot of balanced help. Sengun had 17, Brooks had 16. They got 14 from Tari Eason off the bench. Amen Thompson had 11 points. So they get the win in game two to tie the series. And from the Warriors side, Steph didn't have a great game. He was only 6 for 15. He ended up with 20 points since he was 4 for 4 from the free throw line. But other than that, they only had 23 points from the rest of the starters. Pajemski was 0 for 5. He had 0. Draymond only had 8 points. Jimmy Butler only had 3 after he got hurt. So he only played 8 minutes. And then Moses Moody had 12. But yeah, aside from that, not a ton of help, especially when Steph doesn't have his best game. So a bunch of guys ended up getting minutes in this one because it was a little bit out of hand and the Jimmy Butler injury. But just not enough from the bench to get it done. So we'll see if Jimmy's able to come back, and I don't know if he'll play in game three, maybe game four, but he took a pretty tough spill, so I'm not sure if he's going to be able to come back in this series even, and that could be huge for the Rockets as this one heads north up to Golden State. But that pretty much covers it for the NBA games last night. We also had 3 games in the NHL. The Caps beat the Canadiens 3-1 to take a 2-0 series lead. The Stars came back after being down 1-0 for pretty much the whole game. They score in the third and then would score again in overtime to win 2-1 to take a 2-1 series lead over the Avalanche. And then the Kings dominated the Oilers 6-2 to take a 2-0 series lead in that one. That pretty much covers it for the NHL games last night. I also want to talk a little bit about the draft tonight. Obviously, it's night one. We have the first round. And I'm really excited for tonight because I think the first few picks seem to be kind of set already. Everyone seems to have their expectations. And it looks like we're going to get Cam Ward at number one. He seems to be the surefire pick for the Titans. Then we have the Browns at number two. Looks like they'll probably take Travis Hunter at this point. I know there were some talks about them maybe taking a quarterback, but they don't seem too confident in that right now. So looks like we'll probably get Hunter at number two, who's just a generational talent, obviously, on both sides of the ball. Most people have Abdul Carter going 3 to the Giants, Will Campbell going 4 to the Patriots, Mason Graham going 5th to the Jags, and Janty going 6th to the Raiders. So we'll see if we get any mix-ups there. Maybe we'll get a trade. I think most years, teams are so certain on the quarterbacks at the top that they either trade up or we kind of know who's going to go where. But we seem to have some uncertainty this year. A lot of people have said that Cam Ward probably would have been like the 5th or 6th or even 7th quarterback taken if this was last year's draft. And I think that may allow for some craziness up at the top here. So maybe some teams will move around. Maybe we'll see some surprise picks. But most people are expecting that to be the top 5 or 6. So that's kind of what I'm expecting as well. But really excited to see what plays out there. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow. But yeah, a little bit of a quicker episode today. But that's pretty much all that we've got. So we will wrap it up. As always, thank you for listening. And if you would, please consider following the show and rating 5 stars on Apple or Spotify or wherever else you may listen. We'll talk to you tomorrow. See ya.